All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Good Old Hockey Podcast. This is episode number 32. Deep into the playoffs, we just finished up with round one. Round one is done. That rhymed. And now we're going on to round two. Getting hot, getting spicy. We had some, you know, interesting knockouts of the first round, which we'll get into later. But first things first, Gally, how was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. You know, Saturday kind of celebrated Cinco de Mayo, so nice. Got drunk and played some yard games. So pretty good time then, and didn't end up making it out because got a little tossed in the yard on Saturday. And then Sunday, didn't do much. Had a horseman game, so that was a good time. And then did actually go out to eat on Sunday. Besides that, it was pretty chill weekend. Didn't do too much. Also got a new grill, setting that up. Nice. Stoked on that.
How was your weekend? It was pretty good. I don't know if I ever responded or if we talked back. Oh, no, about next weekend, the Steelheads game, which I'm very down for. But my weekend overall was pretty fun. Saturday, we celebrated some graduation parties. And then after that, we went downtown, which was rough. Got trapped out in the pouring rain. Cody actually had to walk home in the pouring rain because his phone died. And he forgot. Brutal. Yeah. Cody of This About That. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet, go check it out on our channel. Him and our buddy Tyler are doing like a, you know, headlines news kind of sports news kind of show. So go follow them there. Click on it and find their stuff. Pretty good stuff. But yeah, overall weekend was nothing crazy. Friday went and watched some hockey at End Zone. We saw each other there. Remember when I was about to leave, I saw you just locked in on the slots thing at the bar, the little pull tab thing. I was about to take a photo, but I didn't want to get caught.
No, I didn't. My buddy Matt had, I won't reveal his last name, but he had he's a big fan of those machines. Yeah. So he lost a decent amount of money over there at End Zone. But sometimes he hits it. He usually goes up a lot and then loses it all. I'm like, dude, you should have just cashed out when you're at like $60. Yeah. But you know, that's the way of the road with those, as Ray from Trailer Parks would say.
they definitely get you sucked in. But yeah, overall, good weekend. Good hockey to be watched. You know, Saturday, which we'll get into. Actually, it's our first one on the list. Boston and Toronto. I have so much to say just about Toronto. And honestly, like the first thing is just to laugh at you guys because I put my, you know what? I can't laugh too hard because I did put my faith in you guys. I had you in my bracket going to the second round, getting knocked by the Panthers. But geez, like it's like there's actual script writers in the NHL. Just cannot. I don't know what it is. The Leafs just can't get past the Bruins. And especially in game seven, I don't think they've won a game seven against the Bruins since like Dwight D. Eisenhower was the president the last time beat the Bruins in the playoffs. Yep.
Actually?
Yeah. It's been that long.
It's crazy.
I'm pretty sure. Might get called out if it's not true. But
yeah, I'm curious what that stat is. But yeah, Boston's definitely Toronto's kryptonite in the playoffs.
Yep.
They seem to always get them. I swear, like every time in the playoffs, I swear Boston's a lock. I'm going to be very surprised if this group of players, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be together next year necessarily, all four of that core people or those core players in Toronto, but I don't know if they're ever going to get past Boston. It's tough.
1959 was the last time the Leafs beat the Boston Bruins in the playoffs. Dwight D. Eisenhower was the president.
There's no such thing as podcasts back then.
Yeah. There weren't even, it was like radio shows and guys talking like this on the radio. And that's insane. 1959. Like,
Toronto had all the momentum at the end, too.
They did.
Like, they were,
won two games in a row.
Yeah, two games in a row. Ah, they couldn't do it that last game.
No.
So close. So close, though. Like, I'll give it to them. Like, it went into OT game seven. It's just, that's tough, and especially when you're going to be playing against a player like Pastrnak. That was an electric overtime goal.
Yes, that was electric, but also watching the replay of all the defenders on Toronto. I don't know if you've watched it or like if you saw the replay of it, but William Nylander and Mitch Marner basically were skating with a stick up their ass. It seemed like they were literally just gliding through the neutral zone. And it's like, I don't know, game seven overtime. And you're just, I get it. It's a long series. You're probably tired, but they basically gave up that goal because of the lack of effort. And that's what they've been known for, especially Marner. Now he's been known for this just lackadaisical play in the playoffs. William Nylander, you know, came back from his migraines, which is fair. I get it. Migraines when you can't.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. It's not.
It is. It is. It is. It's no laughing matter, but no, yeah, it's just tough. It's tough. It's tough. The Leafs got bad luck with those sort of injuries, you know?
Yeah. And then losing Austin Matthews, but it's not like, not that they didn't do anything, but it's not like they were a total changing factor. And honestly, Pasternak wasn't, the offense in that series was not by Boston, was not there. And the offense by the Leaf was not there. And I don't know that it was really defensive, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. So this was a hard one for me, but who's your series MVP for this?
Honestly, I feel like Swayman did do his job and, you know, minus those two games. But like I said, like it's not like he gave up a ton of goals and it was like shitty goaltending. It was more of just Boston couldn't produce offense. So I wouldn't put the blame on Swayman. And, you know, I think it'll carry his success is going to carry into this next series for the Panthers against the Panthers. And we'll get into that later, but yeah, I think Jeremy Swayman, I mean, his goals against average 1.49 in the playoffs, 950 save percentage, and it went to game seven. Like, that's not his fault at all.
I hope they stick with Swayman. I think they will for the rest of the playoffs. I'm sure Boston fans might come at us for saying that we should.
If he has a couple of bad games, may as well.
Yeah, but I mean, another elite Swayman. Goal. Yeah, I think Swayman played lights out. He's definitely my series MVP. But I was going to say Brad Marchand too. Because I know, I think Brad Marchand scored 7 points in seven games, around that point per game, and a very low scoring series. So that says a lot. I think he led the whole series in points, actually. But yeah, also, I mean, I'd say, I know we touched on a little bit about some of the top players in Toronto not stepping up too much, but I mean, Tavares was another player that went like 2 points in seven games played. That's tough. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the third year that Tavares has gotten knocked out for the Leafs. So tough looks. Well, I think he only has two
OT winner last year.
Yeah. I think he has two playoff wins in his whole career. So is John Tavares the problem? Should they move them in the offseason? Who knows?
I mean,
should they move Marner? I mean, it's interesting to see what's going to happen with Toronto because there's a lot of but I feel like it's just Toronto media, in my opinion.
That is true. And I think we could have a whole episode on what the Toronto Maple Leafs could do next in the offseason when, you know, we got some slower stuff. But yeah, I think ultimately, I don't think you got to blow it up, but I do think some of those core four players, or the sore four, as everyone calling them, I think some of those players just have to move. And it's going to be, you can't get rid of Matthews, but if you're not getting any success, he's going to leave after 3 years. That's why he signed that 3-year deal. He could have signed an $8 million times $15 million, but obviously they couldn't afford that. But he took that short-term deal to see, I think, if they're going to have some success. And, you know, we'll see. But what do you think they need to do? Are they going to blow it up, retool, or rebuild? I guess the same.
I mean, I feel like they're going to retool more than anything. Yeah. I think one or two of these players, at most two of them, are probably going to leave the Leafs. I don't think they're going to blow it up too hard like the Flames did necessarily. Yeah. I think Brad Treliving's kind of a GM too that's more conservative when it comes to that approach. I mean, he's only been their GM for 2 years, I want to say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is his second year in. I think he's going to keep continuing working with this group. But, I mean, I do know a lot of Leafs fans think that their defense core got a lot better because of Brad Treliving. Say it did somewhat, but I still think it needs some work. And even at the goaltending position too, I think to make a deep run, they're going to really need that goaltending aspect. So, I mean, that's all I got to say about Toronto. I think we could do a whole episode too about it.
Yeah, no, we really could. Out of the East, I mean, yeah, I think overall those Eastern Conference playoffs, I would say probably that's the best one. I mean, that was the only one that didn't go to like five or they went past six games.
Definitely.
But out of the West, we had, you know, a little bit more of a some challenging. This one was pretty easy.
Yeah.
The Avalanche, Colorado, Winnipeg, they won it 4-1. I did call it in my bracket. I didn't think Winnipeg was going to do it because of how highly scouted they were. Everyone thought they're 4-0 in the season series. And to me, I don't know, in the playoffs, you just have like this
expectation.
Yeah, and it is different. Yeah. And, you know, you get to play this team 7 times. It's not, you know, in the season series, yeah, you could be 4-0, but you don't know how many times you had a double, a back-to-back game that you were playing someone. And then not to mention you have, I don't know, maybe an injury here and there. But in the playoffs, it's just different. So honestly, I did think it's a shock, though, that Colorado was able to take it so easily, especially after that first game that went 7-6, where it seems like Georgiev was just not going to play well. But, I mean, Hellebuyck didn't really show up either for them.
I mean, yeah, Georgiev stepped up. I thought at that first game, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be some high-scoring games. But, I mean, Georgiev definitely kept the, you know, Winnipeg Jets from scoring a lot. I mean, I think their top score, I want to say, was 5 or 6 points. I mean, which was nothing compared to Avs had 2 players with 8 points and Makar with 9 points. I could be wrong about that. I think they might have all been tied with 8 points, but either one of those. But yeah, huge shock for Winnipeg. I had them freaking winning my bracket, so my bracket's completely busted. Like, thanks Winnipeg. I actually put trust. I thought they were just like a dark horse, and like they seemed like they were a good, you know, playoff team. But I mean, there's players that just didn't step up for them. Like Tyler Toffoli was one of those players. I mean, he had 2 points, and then Sean Monahan too. I think Sean Monahan only had 1 point. So I mean, those players they brought in, that
those
is
Flame players,
experience. Yeah, Flames players, experience players.
Yeah,
were kind of ghosts in this playoff series. So
they were, which is, I mean, it's so tough. The play, like, Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win in all of sports, and I'll stand by that and die on that. I think out of everything, oh my God, Florida. Oh, sorry. I'm watching the game.
Dude, I'm like game behind. 1.
Are you? I've got 1:08 left on the power play for Florida. What do you have?
Let's see, I just refreshed.
But anyways,
yeah, I'm on it now.
Yeah, I think out of that, I was shocked that Winnipeg drop the ball like that. And, you know, Colorado's a good team though, so it's not like, you know, they totally choked it. It's tough to say that, you know, you have one of the greatest goaltenders this season, but again, long regular season, but the playoffs are different.
I feel like there's always a team like the Jets, like every playoffs, that's going in really highly, like, promised to do good, and they just don't do as well. But I mean,
killed. It wasn't even like, you know, Boston last year at least had some, they were up 3-1, just choked the lead, but they straight up did nothing.
I mean, 100%. I mean, to wrap this up, I mean, it's crazy that the Avalanche offense just looked so dangerous. Like, I feel like they're going to continue to look dangerous. They're somewhat the team to beat in the West. I mean, how handily they beat the Jets, which I think is a surprise to everyone. And I mean, for my series MVP, it was hard between McKinnon and Makar specifically. But I'd probably give it to McKinnon just because I think he stood out the most. It was hard. Makar did too, though, is the thing.
Yeah. No, he did.
Awesome. I would have given it to both of them.
I'll give him my series MVP one then, because I thought he had a great series. But on the Ghost, honestly, I'd give it to Hellebuyck. It's kind of an obvious pick, but he's like, you have to show up as a goaltender like that. You have to show up, and he didn't.
Yeah. I mean, 1-4, 5 goals against average. Oof, you're not going to win with that. So, I mean, that's a good pick. But I'd say Tyler Toffoli. He was one of those players I mentioned before. I think he was kind of a ghost in this series somewhat, which I feel like he's a very good contributor
to,
you know, offenses when they, especially teams that trade for him. So,
yeah.
In the regular season, he was there at least. So,
yep. But let us know in the comments what you think out of that series and all these series going forward. Let us know what you think. If you disagree, if you have your own series MVP that we missed, or ghost, an underrated one, let us know.
If you completely disagree with my pick,
yeah, Yeah, let me know. Too. If you think that we're idiots, go ahead, let us know. But Vancouver, Nashville, you know, this is one I was kind of hoping that the Predators could put up a little bit more of a fight. You know, obviously they're down 3-1. Oh my God, Bob. Oh, Pastrnak. Breakaway. Yeah.
You see that?
I saw you hold your breath. I wasn't sure if that was it.
I was like, oh! But, yeah. Down the head.
Yeah. But Vancouver, yeah, they definitely... I feel bad for Nashville. They had a good end of their regular season, and they got some good luck with some goalies going down for Vancouver. Not that that's a good thing. That kind of sounds mean. But they had it going their way that they had those goalies go down with injury.
Yeah.
And, you know, these Demko and DeSmith both played pretty well and got injured. But, I mean, how do you say his name? Silvas?
Arthur Silvas, yeah.
Silvas, yeah.
Yeah.
He played great in those games that he had left. Yeah, I thought he did well. And, yeah, ultimately, I just feel bad that, not feel bad, but Nashville needed to take, they didn't step up. They didn't.
I think the Predators winning that first of the two games when they were in Vancouver was huge for them. And especially, I mean, like you said, getting that good luck. But yeah, Arthur Silovs kind of came in, was the hero for Vancouver somewhat. I mean, I feel like Canucks fans were a little bit afraid maybe game two. I don't know if I'd say that as much because Vancouver did look like the dominant team. I just think the biggest question is like, are they going to be legit throughout the playoffs with a 23-year-old with no NHL playoff experience? I mean, Arthur Silovs looked very good, but is he going to continue that, especially against a star-studded roster the Oilers have next series?
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, we'll see how they do in this next round, which we will get into. But another one of my... it's tough. I don't... Philip Forsberg, for me, didn't play bad. I feel like he was kind of needed to step up a bit more. And Roman Josi, too. I feel like, I mean, Philip had 6 points in 6 games played. Sorry, guys, listeners. We're watching this game live, and there's some action going on. But, who's your series MVP in Ghost?
I've been mentioning him a lot, Arthur Silov. I mean, Silov's. Whatever it is, that Latvian that's 23 years old, 5 goals against all series. That's incredible. Yeah. Especially to do as a player with little to none playoff experience. So, he definitely helped the Canucks out when they were down bad. I think people were like, oh my gosh, is this kid going to be able to do it? And he pulled it off. Yeah. So definitely gets the MVP for that, for this series. And then my ghost of the series was probably Roman Josi. 3 points. I mean, out of that 6-game series, him probably being their best player and toss up between him and Forsberg, only scoring, in half of those games. That's going to be tough for the team overall, and especially how much of a point getter he was during the season. So that was it's kind of hard for me to give it to, anyone else, Saros, but I mean, that's probably my picks. What about you? What's your MVP?
I don't really know. I didn't watch this series a whole lot. I give it to Silovs as well, however you say his name. But I feel like Nashville as a whole was a ghost. Like there really wasn't much. I don't know. I feel like they had more production in the regular season and were playing a lot better. But
definitely.
Yeah. We'll move on to the next one. We want to make sure we can get to the next round. We don't.
Yeah.
But Edmonton and LA is our next one. Edmonton, yeah. I think mollywopped the freaking Kings, which I know you hate Edmonton and I hate LA, so kind of battle the hatreds. But I think the Kings, they've just ran into the Oilers in the first round the past 2 years now. I feel like the Pacific is pretty weak in a sense. And they got that third spot. I don't think the Kings are what they were back in 2014.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, they still
they were that deserving of like a playoff spot necessarily.
No.
I mean they got in, they squeaked in.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't say even squeaked in, but they got in pretty fairly. But I mean, compared to some of the other teams, even some of the other teams that were on the bubble. So
Yeah, I mean, Vegas getting that wild card spot, you know, if this was a different, if Vegas had taken that three spot against the Kings, and the Kings had to play the Stars, I feel like Edmonton and Vegas probably would have, I don't know. Well, we won't know because
that would have been gone. That would have been an interesting matchup for sure.
It would have. But yeah, Edmonton and Vancouver being the last two Canadian teams, obviously playing next round to each other. So we'll see who's left in Canada. But yeah, like LA goalie wise is not that strong. Stuart Skinner honestly did not play horrible.
Yeah. And I think David Riddick played very good for the Kings. Like, I will say that.
Yeah.
I think he was a very good goalie. I don't think he's the best option for a starter. And the Flames kind of dibbled and dabbled with him being kind of the 1-2 punch for a couple of years. But yeah, David Riddick played decent for the Kings. But yeah, I don't think he's like the solid starter for the Kings. No. Neither is Cam Talbot. So
yeah. Yeah. And that's just kind of how it goes. Series MVP, I'm going to have to ride with yours, McDavid. 12 points. It's hard to really name anyone else in five games.
Yeah.
That's just him. You know, I'm looking forward to this next series against Vancouver. Yeah. I think it's going to be so good, and we're going to get into it soon. But who's your ghost of the series?
Dude, Pierre-Luc Dubois. I know I have mentioned him in the past. I had him on my fantasy team, which I unfortunately lost that league. I got second place, which I think it's like, I think last year I got third or fourth place. So it's tough finishing short. I do have a banner in that league. So that's something to be proud of. But I'd say, Pierre-Luc Dubois. I've mentioned him. Not a very good player on my fantasy team. Didn't play very good in this series. And I know that huge trade went down in the offseason, which Jets and Kings both got out. So I mean, didn't really matter too much for both teams. But I mean, scoring 1 point, being on, you know, top six, you know, not going to cut it. So that's my ghost of the series. But the series we all loved, I think this is probably my pick for the best series in the playoffs so far, especially the first round, is Dallas-Vegas.
Yep.
That's crazy. I mean, I didn't really touch on it. Who's your ghost of the series? Did you have anyone?
No, Pierre-Luc Dubois with 1 point. You can't go with anyone else. And honestly, like that one thing I'll say, that trade is just hilarious to me because, you know, the Kings thought they were cooking on that and clearly did not pay off in the long run. But that's the game. That's hockey. You know, sometimes it's going to pay off. Sometimes it won't. You take gambles here and there. And sometimes those gambles pay off. Those parlays, those wow. Damn it. Boston just scored. 4-1.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get into it soon. I have a lot to say about this series. But first, Dallas-Vegas. Honestly, yes, best first round series, obviously going to game seven. It was towards the end, it was very low scoring. You know, but geez, it was a close game. Game seven, what was the final score? I think it was 1-0 with like an empty net, maybe? The 2-0?
I think it was 2-1. Yeah, I'm gonna say last night's game, are you saying?
Yeah,
it was a low scoring game though, no doubt.
Low scoring game. Yeah, and
2-1.
Yeah, I saw the Knights tweeted today saying no longer the defending Stanley Cup champions, which brightened my day today.
Did you see Mark Stone's comment?
What did he say
about how he said they probably would have been better, or they probably would have been better putting themselves like in a better situation in the regular season? I think that's just kind of ironic and funny that he said that though.
Yeah,
just because.
Yeah, well, maybe if you didn't get hurt, buddy. Like, every February, they need their captain on the ice, and you guys probably would be in a good spot. But, again, it's like that. I kind of – not that the Knights played bad. I thought, first off, this could have been a Western Conference Finals. It was a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals. I think Dallas is a better team this year than they were last year, especially Jake Oettinger, who was a freaking brick wall for them, for the Stars. You know, Wyatt Johnson having a great playoff series, getting that goal last night as well, starting it off 1-0. You know, it's just one of those things. And I said in the beginning of when this trade deadline happened, is it's tough. It happened to the Rangers. It's tough to build this super team of all these players when they really don't have a whole lot of chemistry. They've been playing together for maybe a month and a half.
Yeah.
And you play a team like the Stars, who's been buzzing all season, fighting for the number one spot in the
previous seasons. I mean, their team has been around. I mean, they're somewhat of a new look team this year. I think they look a lot stronger. They look pretty dangerous, though. I mean, that they beat the Knights, the defending champions, in this 7-game series, and I think it was one of two series to go to seven. So that definitely shows they've played the most games. They've had the most experience and feel of what this playoffs is like. Yeah. They've faced some adversity. So, I mean, going down 0-2, I think a lot of people were like counting the Stars out of it. Like, oh shit, here comes the Knights again.
Yep.
But
yep.
Props to them for coming back. And, I think there's some star players that stood out. The MVP for me was Wyatt Johnson. I mean, getting 7 points, 4 goals, mm-hmm. 3 assists, and some of those games pretty low scoring. And, he was Dallas's crucial offensive player.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not really like too much of a superstar. Jason Robertson would probably be, the one player for me that I'd say is the biggest superstar on the Dallas Stars, maybe besides Ottinger. But it's good for the Dallas Stars that their players are scoring right now. So
yeah, my series MVP, I'm going to give it to Ottinger. He had 7 games played, 1.95 goals against average, 0.925 save percentage, which is really good. He was making crucial saves for them, especially later in the series. Obviously, that slow start that the Stars had in the series, but it just goes to show you that, you go up 2-0, it doesn't mean anything. It does not mean anything. Stars coming back in those last Game 3 and Game 4, and then winning again in Game 6. Like, it's momentum train. And the minute you get off of it, someone else gets on it. So it is tough. And, we're going to see. I think this second round is going to be insanely good just looking at these teams. So Florida, Boston, out of the top right quadrant, we'll say the bracket. And we got Dallas and Colorado up here, and then Vancouver and Edmonton and New York, Carolina. I think every single one of these teams is deserving of being here on this list.
Definitely.
Obviously they won a playoff series, but there's no like, oh my gosh, how are they squeaking out here? Every team on here did well in the regular season, and we expected them to be where they're at right now.
So I do want to touch on my ghost of the series for that Vegas.
Series. Go back. Yep.
No. I think I just know you're not going to be too happy with this one, but Thomas Hertl is probably my ghost of the series. I mean, getting only one assist in those 7 games. I just feel like I'd expect more from him because he's a really good player.
He is, but he's also
he might just be fitting into their system more or less, and coming back from injury.
That too. I think Pavelski had a pretty slow series as well.
True.
Which, obviously they won, and he's also 39 years old, and it's not to say that he played bad. Like, he was in the right position and everything. So it's not that he played bad or anything, but for Hertl, I love the guy, but also he went to Vegas. So it's tough for me. I'm like, do I want to see him do well but the Knights do well overall? Like, I think there's always next year for him to do well in the playoffs. He has had experience when he was younger in the playoffs with, the monster that the Sharks kind of were, at least in the regular season, not the playoffs. So we'll see if he can turn it on next series. But into this next, we're going to break down all the series that are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to give our picks at the end. So Florida and Boston is the one we're watching right now. Game 1 for Monday. I think Game 2 is on Wednesday when this episode is dropping.
Yeah.
Right now it's not looking good for the Cats. It's 4-1, but if I know anything about them versus Boston, this game might not mean much. So the thing for me in this series, and the thing that has kind of scared me as a resident Panthers fan in the playoffs, since the Sharks aren't in it, I'll say Panthers rooting for, I guess. I'm not going to call myself a Panthers fan, but I'm definitely going to root for them in the playoffs, and I have them in my bracket too. So honestly, I think the tough thing for them right now in this moment is that Boston has played 7 games, and they've been the last game they played was Saturday, 2 days ago. Panthers won last Monday when we recorded last. So you know, it's one of those things where Boston's riding hot. They're, you know,
they are. And especially they're just, like they're 4-0 in the season series.
They are,
which I think is that's crazy, man. I mean, being 4-0 is, you know, I think that's going to be, is that going to carry on into, you know, playoffs? And right now,
you know, who else was 4-0 in the season series? Okay, let's do a little connection here. You know who else was 4-0 in the series and killed the other team in game one? Was the Winnipeg Jets. And look what happened to them.
Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets and Avs.
I still got faith in the Panthers.
I mean, Boston is off quite a bit. They're looking like they're going to take this game one. It's crazy that 36 shots for Florida, and they've only scored one.
Jeremy Swayman.
You know, 35 saves for Jeremy Swayman, so shout out him.
Yeah, no, he's going to be playing great. And for Boston to win this series, he needs to keep playing like that. And, you know, Bobrovsky also needs to do the same. He's made a couple good saves here and there. I just saw a replay of Jeremy Swayman's play. And honestly, this game, he's been lights out. He's been playing good so far. So he needs to keep doing that for them. But again, it's game one. Not that it doesn't mean anything, but maybe the Panthers just need to find that spark again, because it's tough. It's tough to go a week game without a game, and then your opponent been playing for the last week.
I feel like the Panthers got to take one of the first two games, though. You don't want to go back to Boston down 2-0. I just feel like Boston's going to at least take one of those home games, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, I think Florida has definitely the right formula to make it to a cup. So, I mean, I think this is going to be a good series. I mean, I wonder if it's going to be kind of a shootout or if it's going to be very low scoring, just because Boston's kind of like that. So, I mean, it's already somewhat low scoring right now, but yeah, I'm excited for this series to continue on and see if Boston's actually legit. So,
this game should be a splash of cold water in the face of the Panthers, wake them up a bit. Obviously losing, game's not over yet. They could come back.
Be crazy if they did.
It's possible. If anyone can do it, it's them. We've seen them do it against Boston. So, you know, this series is going to be interesting. We'll see how it unfolds, and hopefully next week who knows what it'll be at. But yeah, rematch of last year's first round, which obviously Boston went up 3-1, choked the lead. So, you know, whatever this series is at, even if Florida's up 3-1, I wouldn't count the Bruins out to not come back. So definitely. These are two great teams. Yes, 100%. Next one, New York, Carolina. They've already played game one yesterday. New York is 2-1 in the season series against Carolina. And they also took game one yesterday, which Carolina did put up a fight towards the end. I do have a feeling this is going to be a low-scoring series.
Yeah, definitely.
I see a great goalie in Shesterkin, and Freddie Anderson's been playing pretty well too.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. I feel like this could be one of those series that people assume is going to be low scoring, but like both of these offenses can get very high scoring. So it's going to be interesting to see if any of these goalies are going to break down. Cause I feel like if you open the floodgates against either the Canes or the Rangers, they're going to steamroll you offensively. So it's going to be interesting to see if anyone lets them down. And both these teams played pretty weak teams. I mean, the Capitals, not that crazy of an offense.
Yeah.
And I mean, especially the Islanders too. So, I mean, coming into it, it's going to be more of a test for these goalies and kind of test them. They're legit, because Freddie Anderson and Shesterkin both look excellent.
They do.
One of the goalies is going to have to probably give, or it's going to be very low scoring. So yeah, we'll see about this.
Yeah. No, we shall see. We shall see. But we'll give our picks after. I was going to say it, but I'll wait. Dallas and Colorado. This I think is going to be another great series. The Stars are 1-3 versus Colorado in the regular season. So
yeah, that's crazy.
Obviously, they were fighting for that one seed spot the entire year. Dallas obviously got it, but you know, Avalanche just knocked off the Jets. And again, for Colorado, this is a team that won. I don't know if it's probably a little bit less than a week, but by the time they play, it'll probably be a week since they've played. And Dallas just beat the defending Stanley Cup champions. And that locker room is, you know, pretty high strung, or not high strung. They're dialed in. They're playing hockey.
Most definitely.
It's so tough to go. Like, I'd rather take a 7-game series. Yeah, you might risk the injury or the risk injury or, you know, fatigue playing a factor. But in the playoffs, these guys, like, they're going to be locked in and dialed in, and we're seeing what Boston's doing. So I don't know when this Stars game is. It could be tomorrow. It could be Wednesday. I haven't looked.
Yeah, I think I want to say it's tomorrow is when game one is. Yeah, tomorrow's game one at 7:30 p.m. Okay. But yeah, man, I'm stoked for this series. I think this is – it's tough to say what series has the best teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, these two teams, this series could definitely take it for me. I'd probably say them just because the Stars in Colorado and also the Avs both deserve to be there.
Yep.
They're both very dominant teams when it comes to regular season play. Mm-hmm. They're somewhat like both of those. These two teams are somewhat the teams to beat in the West. So, I mean, this could totally be the Western Conference final. But, you know, we're getting in round two. Thanks to this playoff format, which I think some people are kind of upset about. I mean, these are some crazy matchups for round two. You could have an argument besides probably Vancouver, Edmonton, that any of these could go to, you know, the conference final. But
I don't even know about this playoff format. It's not that it's, I like the 1-8, but I also kind of like this wild card thing. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's tough, the 2 and the 3 play. But at the same time, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's really tough. I mean, especially nowadays, all these teams are so good. Like every single one of these teams in the playoffs right now that I'm looking at, maybe Edmonton is the weakest in terms of like as a complete team. But obviously they have freaking Connor McDavid, so it's not going to really matter. But yeah, honestly, I think the Jets getting knocked out by the Avs, huge, and then also the Stars beating the Knights. Like those are two teams that have shown that they are great teams.
Big time.
That can compete with some of the best in the league.
Yeah, and that like brings a question in my mind. I mean, what do you think the best team in round one so far that like has been knocked out? I mean, the Jets are a pretty good argument. The Leafs are a good argument. The Knights are also a good argument. I think it's between those three. Yeah. But I mean, I'd say on paper and what type of team they were this year, I think the Leafs and Knights each had their flaws, but the Jets looked so strong going into the playoffs. I mean, I had them winning my freaking bracket. I thought that they were going to be legit this year. Hellebuck completely shit the bed. So yeah, I mean, and it's tough to completely lay the blame all on him. His team didn't support him too much more, and they're playing the Avs, who are going to absolutely wreck you. But
yeah,
the Jets are probably the best team, in my opinion, that got knocked out, which Colorado beat. So we'll see if that really makes a difference in this next series, because I mean, some of these other teams have played pretty weak teams we've seen. So
that is true. Yeah, it's a good point. I think the best team that got knocked out was honestly the Knights. They're a great team. You know, they forced a game 7 on a very dominant Dallas Stars team. And if this Stars team beats Colorado's ass, then that gives us our answer. And vice versa too. If Colorado whoops the Stars ass, then I think we could say the Jets are one of the best teams that got knocked off.
Definitely.
But I mean, if this game goes to 7, you know, I think all three of these teams are definitely up there. The freaking Leafs, they're just like, it's tough to say that they're not a good team because they are. They just, I don't know what, there has to be some sort of curse out there that
there's some hole. There's just holes in them. Like I truly think their D is just not there. But they're just they're also unlucky. They're unlucky. I think that they had a good, really good team this year. I think their goaltending lacked a little bit, but I mean Joseph Wolf stepped up. So
they did.
I mean, I don't really know what it is. Game 7. It's just, bro, it's just unlucky. It's just unluck. Yeah. Like shitty luck for the Leafs, and I feel bad for them. But yeah, I mean, out of these three teams, yeah, definitely the Jets. But that goes on to, you know, our next series, which I'm stoked about. And this, you know, speaking about the Jets getting knocked out, another Canadian team knocked out. Mm-hmm. But this is the Canadian matchup. We got Vancouver versus Edmonton, which is going to be a pretty good series. I feel like this is going to be a pretty high scoring series too. I don't know. This Artur Silov has it in him to continue playing lights out. We'll see though. But I think it's also crazy. Vancouver's 4-0 against the Oilers, which is, you know, that's, I wonder if that's going to take into account for the offseason, which I know we've had a lot of examples that you know, it's different in the playoffs, but
yeah,
I feel like with these two teams, they play each other enough that I don't know. We'll see. But I guess what's your take?
Yeah, I think this is going to be very heated in terms of the fan bases. The two rivaling Canadian, you know, I mean, obviously Edmonton and Calgary would be even more electric, but Vancouver and Edmonton are definitely not friends either. And I don't know. This is going to be an interesting series for me to watch, like just to dissect everything, because you look at Edmonton on paper, you know, they're not insane. They're not like a crazy defensive team. I think the Canucks have a little bit more of an edge on that. These are like two, I want to say evenly matched teams. You know,
yeah,
nothing super in net, nothing superstarish. They've got good forwards, but defense, they still have some good, I don't know.
I think the Canucks have the Oilers all day on defense. I mean, they have the best defenseman in the league. Quinn Hughes.
True.
Philip Hronek has stepped up big time this season. Yeah. I want to say he scored over 40 points. I mean, there's some players that stepped up on defense for the Canucks. So I think they have them in that department, which that might be the deciding factor. I mean, if you can shut down McDavid and Draisaitl in this series, you're probably going to take the dub. Yeah. So especially they're playing against, they're playing against a goalie, Stuart Skinner. I don't know if he's going to continue this play. Cause I mean, the Kings are not as
that is true
good whatsoever than the Canucks. I also think the Predators offense was better than the Kings, so I just feel like Vancouver might be a little bit more seasoned on you know, better put together team. So we're gonna see what happens in the series. I think it's gonna be high scoring series, and I mean 8-1 was their season opener, so
I mean
that's a 9-goal game.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get one of those. So smash the over in this series.
Yeah. They play on Wednesday, which is interesting because they're going to, both those teams are going to have a lot of rest.
Big time.
Which I think for whoever you are is ideal, whatever team you are. You know, you don't want to be, it's just, I don't know. I stick to that in playoffs. Like, I don't know. I've seen some stuff where people are recommending that, you know, maybe we go into like a football format where the one seeds get a bye week or bye series. But honestly, I wouldn't want that as a one seed. I don't want that 2-week period break that you get. Football's different. It's 1 week, you get one game, but a whole series that you get to miss out on to rest up and get to play in the second round. No, wouldn't want it. I'd hate it. But yeah, honestly, for you, which series on this list here are you most excited to tune in and watch?
Yeah, you know, I'd probably say Dallas and Colorado. It's going to be interesting to see who wins out of these two teams. All of these series are going to be so good, but that series in particular sticks out just because I think those two teams are so dominant, and I think potentially whoever wins that series is going to make the Stanley Cup final. I'm going to call that right now. You know, I think that, you know, playing Vancouver and Edmonton, I think those are just two different teams than Dallas and Colorado have. This season and on paper, goaltending, however you want to. I mean, Gorgiev, we'll see about Gorgiev. I mean, that might be a huge fault for this series, but Dallas, Colorado, that's gonna be a great series. What about you though?
Honestly, Florida, Boston. I loved that series last year. It was so fun to watch and rub in Anthony's face because he was a Boston fan. And I was like, you know what? When Florida went down 3-1, I was like, damn. Really sucks. But then they won they almost scored empty net. They won game five, and then I was like, oh my god, Florida might do it. And then, you know, they just kept forcing it, come back game seven. So I want that same electricity in this series. I think it'll go far. But yeah, that's my series to watch, and one I will be enjoying to tune in. You know, Matthew Tkachuk in the playoffs is a special treat to watch.
Yeah, definitely.
You can just tell his hunger to win. Especially win a Stanley Cup after last year, what happened when you get to playing the Knights and your team is literally banged up and you yourself, Matthew Tkachuk, has a broken sternum or bruised sternum, whatever it was. You know, that's got to light some sort of fire to do something this series. So I think it'll be a fun series to watch. They've got an empty net, down 3 goals, 4 minutes left right now. So, you know, they're not letting this game get away from them, because, you know, they know every game matters. So we shall see how this series turns out. But yeah, that was my favorite one. Now let's get into our picks. And if you want to start it off, give your pick, give a sentence on why.
Yeah. Should we just go one at a time, or should we,
you can just rapid fire through all of them.
Yeah. So we got Florida and Boston. For this, I'm going to go with Boston. I think Boston, I'm going to restart this, because I was looking at my bracket and I'm like, Boston, damn. Because I got this wrong in my bracket. Yeah, my bracket's toast. I had freaking Leafs versus Lightning for this series.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is such a toss-up between Florida and Boston, man. Like,
yeah,
I want to say Florida is going to find a way through Swayman. Like, such a toss-up. Like, this one I'm having a tough time figuring out, but I'm still gonna just go with Boston. I feel like they just have a gritty team. Swayman, I think, is gonna show that he's the better goaltender. I think maybe historically not, but this series in specific, I could probably see going to 6 or 7, but I'm gonna stick with Boston. I think Marchand is gonna figure it out, especially having taken one of these two games to at least start the series. That's gonna help him out down the road. So that's my pick. Sorry for taking so long on that one. That one was just like fucking
hard for me to decide,
man. But New York, Carolina. I'm going New York Rangers on this all the way. I just feel like it's their series, and Shesterkin's going to also stand out a lot for them in this series. But I think there's going to be some good play from the Rangers players like Panarin. So taking the New York Rangers probably in 6 is what I'd say. Now going to the West, Dallas versus Colorado. I think Dallas is going to take this series. I think this game is going to go pretty long. I think there's potential that either one of these teams might just open the floodgates, but I'm thinking this is also going to go long, which I've said about all series so far, but my last series isn't going to go long. I think Vancouver or Edmonton is going to be a quick series. I think they're going to figure each other out in the first two games and whoever is going to take it. But in this, I'm going to say Vancouver is going to take it. They just have a better all-around team than Edmonton. I got Vancouver, Dallas in the West Coast, and then our Western Conference, and then Boston, New York, and the Eastern Conference. So that's my picks. What about you?
Okay. I like those. Those are good picks. I disagree with the Boston one. I'm going to go with Florida, because I'm going to ride with them again. Not going to fall off the bandwagon yet. Obviously, taking one game, the Panthers, it's okay. They like to be the underdog. And that's what scares me about this series, that everyone is like, Panthers got this. But I don't know. Deep down, I am scared of Boston. They are a good team. They may have choked a bit against the Leafs for a little bit, but they got it done and it's finished. So I'm going to go Florida, but it's going to go deep. It's going to go 6 or 7. I'll say 7. For the sake of my heart rate, probably should not go to 7. Hopefully 6. For Florida, but I think it's going to go to 7. New York, Carolina. Yeah. I'm going to give it to the Rangers as well. Carolina is a great team. They fought their way here, but the Rangers are, something else. And I think the Rangers needed this series, because whoever they play next, either Florida or Boston, they need some sort of warm up. And I feel like the Capitals was not it. It's kind of just like we get an easy first round. So they needed interesting series here. I think this series will go to 6. I don't think it'll go to 7. Rangers in 6. Next one, Dallas and Colorado. For the sake of my bracket, I'm going to go with Dallas. And nice. I think it's going to go 6. I have Dallas going to the finals, and I'd love for Joe Pavelski to, hopefully win a cup, or at least get a chance to. So sticking with Dallas, I think it's going to be a hard series, though, for them. Colorado is a good team. But yeah, I think it's going to go to 6. Vancouver and Edmonton, this one's a toss-up for me. I honestly want to see game 1 first. I want to see how the Oilers play. But it's hard to even make a judgment off of that after one game. But again, for the sake of my bracket, I'm going to go with Edmonton. And I think they're going to go to the Western Conference Finals and then lose to the Stars. But McDavid, I think is out for some blood. And he obviously ran into the Vegas Golden Knights in round 2. So it's going to be tough. Now there's a full-on brawl on the game on the ice, which I love. That's what Florida does. But Boston knows this about them last year, so we'll see. But yeah, those are my picks. This round two is going to be very interesting. I feel like a couple first games are going to be tough. But with that being said, I'm very excited. Next week, we'll have another episode for you guys. We're dialing it back. I don't think that us personally can withstand doing two episodes a week personally on the brain.
And maybe just we could do it live here and there.
Yeah,
maybe live here and there. A live and then an episode, you know, going out.
Especially live. We also talk about it on Settle Down Live, some of the playoffs in the series in there. So if you want to listen to that, go there. But you guys have already witnessed this, and I'm so scared. But tomorrow, Tuesday, is the NHL draft lottery. We live streamed it. If you missed it, go watch it. You can see our reactions. If the Sharks got the number one pick, you can go see how I reacted if they didn't and they got like third or something. You know, I'm not going to be
at the number one pick.
That'll be the death of me, because you will not stop giving me shit for it, especially in the off season. But Gally and I are going to the draft this year in Vegas. We're going to be there. So we're watching the draft lottery to see what our fate is going to be. And if the Sharks get that first overall pick, I might just get a Celebrini jersey. We'll see. Probably not. But yeah, so I don't even know. It's hard to really say much because, you know, we don't even know what happened, but I think this draft is going to be very, oh, that poor Florida kid. They just panned to.
Yeah, I know. Kid was asleep.
I don't even think he's asleep. I think he's crying on the inside. But so draft lottery, go watch that live stream. You can watch it, you know, a little bit delayed, but you can see our reaction to everything. We'll have a couple of the other fellas on there too, because they are Sharks fans, and just be reacting to it. So
yeah,
be some fun stuff.
4:30 p.m. Mountain Time, which is interesting time.
4:30 p.m. Mountain Time. But that being said, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to like and subscribe, all that fun stuff, all that jazz. Go follow us on Instagram, get all the updates. We plug it every time. We're going to continue to. We're trying to hit 400 post-playoffs. We're at 309-10. What are we at?
No, we're trying to hit 500.
Oh, 500?
We'll see. Okay. Yeah. We'll see if it's going to hit 500. It's
right underneath Galley. Look at right there. Yeah. Good old hockey podcast.
Follow us on the IG. Sub to us on YouTube. You guys know the vibes. So, we got lots of content coming out, including our other shows. So, smash that follow or subscribe or like or throw us a comment. Talk shit to me. So,
talk shit to us. We'll chirp back at you. It's fun. It's all in good fun. We don't take anything to heart. If you think we're dumbasses, we probably are. It's because we are dumbasses. We're just some fans of hockey watching and reacting. And we hope you're that too, because that's the whole point of this. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm glad we recorded today, because if the Sharks don't get the first overall pick, I'd probably be pretty depressed recording this episode after that depressing season. And, you know, we better get something out of it. But, you know, this prospect pool is good. Offseason, we'll do a little breakdown before the draft of all the potential prospects coming into the league. And with that, we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.